You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Hello.
Right, well,
yes.
Sorry, we always
forget
about that.
It's necessary.
No change.
But we're on air.
No, that is not cute.
Tweet.
I need someone to make me laugh.
Yeah.
Where's Kim?
You're a good whistler.
Thank you.
Get out of my way. Stop.
Hello, AfterBuzz fans. It's been a while since we've seen you guys. If you're tuning in right now, this is the after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And you didn't see us last week because it was Labor Day weekend. So we thought we would, you know, tie in two episodes for you today. Welcome back. We're glad to be back. Glad to see you guys, and I'm going to, you know, quickly go around the table, so we're not going to waste any more time before we get into this recap. Across from me,
I'm Adria Theoritis.
I'm Susan Hahn.
And I'm Deanna Vaughn, and let's get started. But you know what? Before we get started, I want to remind you guys to be sure to check us out on iTunes, rate us, make comments. We love to see your comments. We reply. We really like them, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. It's really important. And, you know, tell everybody. Tell your friends. Tell any fans of the show, because we want to keep shows coming for you guys and keep you interested. Okay, so just like I said, we missed last week, but last week was actually a really, really good episode.
It was.
That's when the therapy session continued
part
with the
two.
Whole family. It was part two. And wow, like the stuff that came out, especially about Kim, I think it was very clear from that episode. I mean, and we kind of knew about it before, but it was very clear how close Kim and Chris are, mm-hmm. you know? And I think it was very evident that Kim is the favorite daughter.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the things that Kim had to say to her siblings, you know, in regards to, you know, like not validating their feelings.
At first,
I mean?
She came off super selfish and super bitchy and very mm-hmm. just condescending.
Mm-hmm.
But as the episode went on, she really did have some valid points.
Right.
One, saying, you know, how the family is really hard on her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agreed with that.
You know, and how Kris Jenner is really good with the girls. And it's not that she doesn't want to do stuff for Rob. Mm-hmm. Her thing is the girls, making money for the girls. And I think Kim had a very good point in that. And that, you know, their dad, it was kind of like, maybe that's what Rob is missing, is their father figure.
Right.
You know, and I mean, he loves Bruce as a father figure. But mm-hmm. also, we have to remember that Bruce has another family besides the Kardashians.
True,
you know?
But he also lives with them full
right.
time. And I can understand, as being the only boy in a family household full of women,
right.
I can get how it might be a little harder for him, but at the same time, he lost his dad when he was, what, three?
He was young.
He was really young, and Bruce has been in his life since
right.
he was like 3 or 4 years old. So you would think that he would have.
I don't think he was 3 or 4.
He was pretty
young.
He was pretty young when Bruce came into his life.
Not when his dad died, but when Rob came into his life.
Yes. So, I mean, I guess my point in saying that is, even though he lost his real biological father, he's had Bruce in his life
for
a very long time.
But I think with the whole Rob thing is that he just, I don't think that it's that he has poor work ethics. I think it's just that he has a problem deciding what direction he wants to go mm-hmm. in. And mm-hmm. once I think that everyone supports him on a certain direction, then he can go full throttle. And I think that's where Rob was asking for support in his family.
Yeah.
Why do you have 3 cups over there?
I don't know.
I always know which ones are yours.
I know. It's like all over the place.
I was like,
place,
those
right?
are Deanna's glasses.
Water, wine, chasers. Sorry. No. No, really.
Well, how do you feel that Kim came off? How do you feel like, how, you know, what was her attitude?
I didn't like the fact when she was just like, well, you know, when I worked in Dad's office and blah, blah, blah. And then Chloe chimed in and said, oh, yeah, I worked too. No, you didn't. And, you know, and well, yes, I did. No, you didn't. I thought it was kind of wrong for her to negate Chloe's memories and her feelings,
right,
you know, of her dad. And right. I realize there's an age gap right. with them, you know, but it was almost like they were like, well, Chloe, you were so much younger. How could you remember?
Well,
you know.
Okay, I got to interject there because during a traumatic time, sometimes you don't remember certain things. Because I know when I lost someone really close to me, mm-hmm. that whole year is just, I don't even remember what.
Right.
What happened? Like how? I don't even remember like what year it was. Mm-hmm. It's just I completely blanked it out.
Yeah.
So, you know, for maybe Kim not remembering Chloe working at the same time, that might be kind of justified. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Her not remembering, but to like that's right. kind of like a dig.
It is. It was.
But
it
that's
is.
What happens when you're having these kind of family talks. There's always obviously going to be jabs. There's everyone's having problems. It just. Kind of how it goes, and towards the end, that's when you kind of see the walls breaking down, and you see everyone kind of, you know, getting to the heart of the problem, and seeing, you know, kind of not giving those jabs, and kind of really trying to understand, and then we see that, you know, Kim kind of apologized for what she said.
Well, okay, let's talk about
but
that.
But remember when Kim finally goes to Chloe's house, and Rob's there. Kim brought up the point saying that you're so much younger, that mm-hmm. you're 5 years younger than Courtney. The whole... Kim falling into the alligator pit, that was a lie. I mean, that was made up.
Right.
That was fabricated.
And Chloe was laughing about it.
Yeah.
She agreed.
Right. So, you know, there are certain things that maybe Chloe does feel like it happened, but it really didn't
in
actuality.
But wouldn't you think if it's a memory about her father, like, that's a little right. bit more serious than right, falling right. into an alligator pit. Mm-hmm. And when I think it comes to something like her dad, I think mm-hmm. she would probably have a sincere memory.
Right.
You know, and I think if I were in her shoes to hear my sister say, no, that didn't happen. You didn't work with Daddy. And, like, that would really make me feel bad.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
And I agree with that. But, you know, at the end of the day, Kim is self-centered.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not saying that she doesn't have a good heart, right. but she is self-centered.
Yeah.
And so I think that she does say shit that's kind of like bites her in the ass, mm-hmm. but then she comes back with it and she does try to clear up the air. You know what I mean?
I think that's kind of like the whole rivalry between the entire, rivalry.
Are you drinking wine over there?
The rivalry.
I got an excuse for slurring my words.
I had my glass of wine earlier. Got my buzz on. But the rivalry between all the siblings is kind of like Kim kind of making everything about her.
Right.
And I think that's why Chloe kind of didn't let it go. She's like, well, I worked there too. Like, they were going back and forth. There was, you know. And I think that's kind of just how it is and why people, or not people, but Chloe and Rob and sometimes Courtney just kind of get annoyed with her. And there's been kind of annoyance and problems that they're having with her because she wants to branch out on her own.
Right.
And they feel a little offended by that as well. So it's just kind of Kim just making it about herself.
Well, what did you guys think about her? And I'm doing quotation marks out there, people, if you're listening. But what do you think about her apology, i.e. the email that she sent?
Well, it was shitty. But mm-hmm. that's why she went and had a personal conversation, because she knew after Chris put her in her place that it was shitty. Because like we said, Kim is self-centered. And she just thinks, listen, okay, Courtney, Mom, you know, Rob, Chloe, you know, she just was, like, getting to the point. Sorry right. for this, sorry for that. That's not sincere. That's not authentic.
No, it wasn't sincere. And the fact that she put it in an email,
right.
and these are your siblings.
Right.
And the fact that her mom had to call it out.
But that's
like,
just
look.
Who she is, though.
You know?
But that's why Kim and... That's why Courtney and Chloe have a bond that
right.
Kim's really not even...
She's not
you know,
a part
she's
of.
She's not a part of.
Right.
You know, and I think that Rob has a bond with, like, the two younger sisters. He's such a great brother to them, if you mm-hmm. see their interaction. And then Kim has that bond with the mom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, it's not like they hate her or
right.
they dislike her, but they mm-hmm. don't have that bond. Like, Chloe and Courtney, they're like a barrel of laughs. Like, they
right.
can just
yeah,
be stuck in a room, just them two, and it's like comedy.
Right.
They love each other, you know?
Right. Do you think it's an excuse when Kim said, you know, like, Mom just knows how to deal with girls? Well, okay, there's a lot of moms out there who have girls and,
right.
and boys as their children, and they just, you learn how to be a parent to both and love them both. And, like, do you
no.
think that's an excuse?
No, because I think that Kim, you know, made it clear that she worked really hard with her mom to get to where she is. And, you know, a lot of people kind of, you know, knock her down and say she's famous for nothing, but she did work really hard to promote herself and to get to where she is. You know, no one's, like Kevin said, no one's lucky. Everyone's fortunate.
True.
You know,
well, definitely Kim and her mom are the most successful out of the whole Kardashian clan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now I have to bring this up again, the sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
And with
Kim. We'll definitely put her on the map for sure.
Absolutely. Right.
But did, you know, the whole rumor was, was Kris Jenner the one who released it?
No, I
don't think so. I don't. I just don't see a mother. I don't see a mom doing that.
Okay, but she's not just a mother. She's a mom. She's a manager.
I get
and in a manager standpoint, I could kind of see her doing that.
But back when this came out, she wasn't really there. Like, nothing was going on.
They were just trying to get
careers,
the TV,
you know?
Show.
Like, back then, she was still, you know, styling people's closets
I get
and stuff
it,
like that.
But there's,
you know,
always, there needs to be something dramatic, whether it's good or bad, to catapult your status.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think that the whole, yes, being someone's stylist and kind of, yes, they ran with the A, you know, the A-list people, but they weren't A-listers. They ran with them, but they weren't A-listers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And Kris is a smart woman.
That
she
is.
Do you think that Kris and Kim kind of took one for the team?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Jinx.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know. Well, moving on, speaking of moms, let's get into the younger girls, because this episode also featured, I don't know, I was really passionate about this whole thing with Kendall and Kylie. So on the one hand, they're saying, like, these girls, it was just like, you know, we miss a lot of school, mm-hmm. and we don't want to look stupid, and we have to catch up, and, you know, we don't know what we're doing. And we've heard this before,
mm-hmm.
you know, yet Kris's take on it is, you guys need to learn how to balance it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to balance work and that. And my thing is, you know what? They're teenagers. Why should they have to balance work and school? Like, shouldn't school be the priority mm-hmm. if they're in high school?
Right.
Like, that's the one thing that kind of bothered me, because here you have your children saying, you know, we miss so much school. You know, we're not prepared. I don't want to fail. Like, it's clear that they want to be in school, but yet, like, why are you making them make a choice? Why are you making them have to balance all this stuff?
But Kris does say school comes before work.
Right.
Well, then why do the work? If school truly does come before work, then let's cancel Project A, Project B. Like,
well,
what's the priority?
I think,
like,
Kris
really?
Is just, like, known for balancing so many things. You see how many things that she does and how she started taking on outside clients other than her, you know, her five kids that she has already managing.
She's also an adult. These girls are what, 14, 15, 16?
Like, I think she's just expecting a lot from them.
I think it's too much.
I agree.
As a multitasker that Kris Jenner is, sometimes she expects other people, especially her family members, to be just as
like
functional as her.
I get it.
And you know, in the beginning, at first, I was like, why do these girls want to be homeschooled so badly? Is it a status thing?
Mm-hmm.
We're like, oh, I'm sorry, we're so important and busy now that we're going to get homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, if you're missing a day or two of school, it's easy to catch up. You know what? You have the teachers email you what you need to, what your agenda is or what your...
But they're missing more than a day or two of school.
Are they now?
It sounds
every
like
week?
It.
Is it every week, you
I
know?
I mean, they've got so many things going on. They're the, you know, West Coast editors of 17 Magazine.
Traveling.
They're traveling to New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're doing stuff with fashion. Kendall
and that's great,
was
but,
on the
but,
fashion night out.
But
you know?
I didn't see a book in their hand. You know what I mean?
True.
So it's not, I mean... And I get it. I mean, they do want their education, but at the same time, are they really trying their hardest to balance that out?
That's just a lot. I mean, we all remember what it was like going to high school. You know, you go to school at 8, you're done at 3, you have your homework, and if they're also doing these other things, like, where's the time?
Right.
Where's the
well,
time
I get
to
it.
Be a
I get
kid?
It.
So, I mean, I got where they were coming from when it came to homeschooling, but I also I did agree with Kris. There's a lot that you don't get if you're homeschooled. You're missing the whole high school experience and dances and parties.
Exactly.
And all of them had that. And I think that
all her other kids had it. Yeah.
No, and Chloe was homeschooled.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. She was
in high school?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. But I think that Kris just wants, you know, them to, you know, to experience that and to actually, you know, maybe have a bit of their childhood. They've been born into the fame.
Exactly. Yeah,
they didn't really have a normal childhood.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And all of them kind of, you know, have that. They have those memories. And I think that it's just interesting to see that Chris wants to instill that in them, but it's kind of hard when they've been born into this kind of lifestyle.
Well, and at the same time, you know, they're working for 17 magazine. You know what I mean? They're not working at the mall. It's a privilege. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
huge privilege.
It's a huge privilege. It's like, wow, you know, that's like right off the bat in your teens, you get to have such a glamorous job like that.
Yeah.
You know, you should learn some balance. I'm going to have to side with Chris on this.
Really?
One.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously we know what the end result was.
Okay. And speaking of the end result, how did you guys feel about Kylie jumping out of the car?
A little dramatic and
dramatic.
If that was my child, I'd be like, absolutely not.
I'd be like, turn the cameras off, get your ass in the car right now. You're gonna
I was
get
just
your
gonna
ass
say
beat.
That. If any of us did that, we get a big old open hand slap in the face. Yes.
No, my parents
and she
like,
made everyone late.
Yeah.
She made everyone late. Like, that would not happen.
Yeah. I'd be like, excuse me, little girl.
Yeah. Exactly.
That was a bit much. That was a bit much. But at the same time, I could kind of, like, putting yourself back in that, you know, 16, 17-year-old self, she didn't want to go to school because she wasn't prepared. She knew she was going to fail, you know. So, I don't know. I get it. I get it. But getting out of the car, no.
But it's just funny, the way that Chris reprimands them, she just kind of talks to them about it. Like, it's just, I don't know, just my household was way different.
I think we were like, you're like, either going to school or you're getting your ass kicked. Like,
yeah, what do you want to choose?
Exactly.
A or B.
Exactly.
Like, Chris was just talking to her like, you know, this is a problem. You can't do this. But she was talking to her like it was a problem, like it was her friend, not her daughter.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, but, I mean, well, I think you just brought this up. You know, the fact that they went behind her back, they called the school, asked about homeschooling when she already said no. Like, do you think that was appropriate?
No. I don't think that was appropriate. No. I think that, I understand that they're, it was a desperate cry of help. And they're like, you know, we have to take matters into our own hands. Mm-hmm. But there's also Brucey, you know, there's also Bruce that, Bruce was kind of like okay with the whole homeschool thing. I think they were talking about that during dinner when they had those masks on.
Right.
So I think that, you know what, maybe it's an attention thing.
What, the homeschooling thing?
With just their mother.
I don't know. I just... Well, obviously, we know what the end result was because the people from the school came over and, you know, definitely informed them all, you know, educated them about
but
how it works.
You, and these people are the homeschool celebrities.
Right.
Now, that's what I'm saying. Now, is this a status thing where these girls are like, we're so like, that we need to get homeschooled?
Of course.
You know?
Of course. I think
because
that's part
like,
of it.
It's not like you're Paris Jackson and your ass needs to be homeschooled.
Cause right, because of the paparazzi and all that
exactly.
stuff. Exactly. Yeah. No, I agree. Moving on. So we were kind of talking about Rob earlier and, you know, him feeling out of place and Chris not giving him the same type of attention and when it comes to work and stuff. So when Rob gets a chance to redeem himself with this meeting with the clothing company, he shows up in sweats.
And I love how they made fun of him the entire time for
what
that.
What do you guys think about that?
That I was so unprofessional. So disappointed. I was like, Rob, I mean, seriously, what the hell? Even Scott was like, because Scott's his business partner.
Right.
Didn't even shower.
Didn't even shower. I'm like, listen, yes, you are very cute and you are very sexy, but these, you can't do that. Can't roll into a meeting like that.
Yeah.
So that
no
just,
one can. So no matter who you are, you cannot do that.
And that invalidated everything that he was pouting about.
Exactly. And so he complains about it, yet when you have this amazing opportunity to meet with someone to talk about your business and your brand, you show up and you look like you don't care.
Yeah. And just because that guy helped them and they represented his sisters, it's not a done deal.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
I think maybe Rob is, you know, is kind of like what Kim kind of gets mad about because he does rag on Kim, you know, for being, you know, kind of hardcore with him and being honest with him. Like, you're not motivated. You know, you're being lazy. Not everything's going to get handed to you. And he just kind of proved that a little bit in that scene.
I mean, he doesn't have to wear a suit like,
no,
like
but,
Scott,
no,
but put on a jean,
make some
jeans
effort.
and a shirt.
He was wearing an oversized sweatshirt.
He needed
to look like he made some sort of effort to meet with these people. And I think now every time we hear him complain, well, I'm not doing what my sisters are doing, and mom, well,
you have to do it on your
opportunity,
own.
And look how you treated it.
Yeah.
So I wasn't on his side for that.
Yeah, I was.
Sorry,
so
Rob.
About that.
Sorry.
Okay, can we go to Kim's outfit for Queens?
Oh,
I mean, are you kidding me?
I was dying.
First of all,
what are you from the 90s?
I mean, first of all, it's fucking Queens, New York, okay?
And it's not the Queens from Coming to America.
No, exactly. I was just going to say that.
that? I was like, what like, era
come
are
on,
we in?
Right? It's not coming to America. It's like, nobody's going to jack your shit. Mean, like, come on. And I love when Chloe was like, can you be like more like Kimmy from the block? And she's like, I don't know how to do that. Really?
Yeah. She's like, I only bring ultra fab outfits to New York, but I'll try.
Take your ass to the Gap, buy some jeans and a t-shirt, and go to Queens.
I mean, like, it doesn't even, I mean, it's just, yeah, it just, t-shirt, jeans.
I just thought it was
flats.
I thought it was a little over the top.
Do you have to go to what the yellow dirty bastard?
Yeah, yellow like, rat bastard.
That's like the most ghetto store. And you know, she's like, "Do we need a backpack?" And Jonathan's like, "We're not going to a rave.
Yeah.
We're going to fucking Queens. Okay, calm down."
The fact that she even needed to like grab him to like help her find an outfit suitable for wearing to Queens.
Seriously, she was like one of the fly girls, like in Living Color. Like she was just like her outfit. I was like, no,
she was Jennifer Lopez meets Rosie Perez. That's what she was.
Yeah.
Lamar was like, what are you wearing?
Like, what are you wearing? He's like, what is that?
Well, I'm glad, like, it, I don't know. There was one
but
thing.
She didn't wear it. She didn't wear it out.
No, she didn't.
No.
Yeah, you're right. Because she
wore leather
different.
Pants.
She did. Oh, leather pants.
With Jordans.
But what I love so much about, like, you know, Lamar going back to his roots, Queens, and Chloe there, like, it just solidified, like, Chloe and Lamar's relationship.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know what I mean?
I love
them. She's so supportive and she's so like down. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think she's just really real. Like she's a friend in my head. Chloe, you're a friend in my
head. She's definitely a friend.
Come to the show.
Like she's just easygoing. She goes to the flow. She's like, we're going to Queens. Like we're just going to do whatever Lamar wants to do.
That's where he's from. You know? And she wants to share that with him.
Yeah.
You know? And
I feel like she's humble. She's grateful. She gets it. Even though like they have all the success and all the money and the brands. She gets
and I'm
it.
Glad you brought that up because I actually took notes. If you guys notice, Chloe always says her thank yous and her pleases. Even like if it's just random, like, you know, people opening her door, she's always like, thank you. And she always says, please. And she's just, I don't know.
Cool.
She's a really cool girl.
Yeah.
Her and Lamar.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
Cute couple.
Good. Yeah. Because I remember at first, I'm like, okay, is this real?
Yeah. I think we all were, you know what I mean?
But it's, you know,
we see how real it is.
Yeah. Their relationship
I think we all teared up at the end of the second episode.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we'll get to that.
Speaking of the second, actually, how about we take a commercial before we dig into episode number two? Perfect timing. Commercial.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. Now the largest.
September 25th, the new Fox Tuesday kicks off with New Girl's new season. Then welcome Ben and Kate.
Stay away from my sister before you find out what 6 years of Prof McGaw feels like. Well, like year and a half plus like 4 years on and off I was traveling.
Followed by another all-new New Girl.
What am I looking at here?
Pure, unadulterated friendship.
And the Mindy Project.
Can't believe you're tattling.
Tattling is when a little girl does it, okay? When a hot woman does it, it's called whistleblowing.
The new Fox Tuesday, premieres September 25th on Fox.
We're gonna...
All right, we are
back. Hello.
That lasted a lot quicker than we thought. Okay, so it's time to dig into this current episode. I think we did our due diligence for last week's. So this week, I feel like it's all about boobies and babies and closets, right? let's start off with the babies. So... what do you guys think about the fact that Courtney, obviously she's pregnant with baby number two. They live in a house together. Her and Scott aren't married, but, we know.
They don't sleep in the same bed.
You know, what do you think about, you know, because it really seems like those two don't really communicate that well.
Well, he made so many hints that they just don't have sex ever.
Right. Not unless it's to make a baby.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, do you think it's fair that Courtney's like, oh, okay, well, how many kids can we fit in this house? Yeah, I want to have more kids, when she's really not even consulting with him and they don't sleep together. And like, what do you think about that?
Well, Courtney definitely has a type A personality. She knows what she wants. She knows how she wants it. And she knows how she's going to get it.
Yeah.
You know, and
baby girl, now.
Exactly. And she's very, she has her life very planned out. She's just very, you know, kind of anal in a way. Like she's just very, you know, black and white.
Right.
And she's definitely more dominating than Scott. You know,
of course, she
has a stronger personality. And I mean, she loves him. And yes, she wants, obviously she wants him in her children's lives, but that's just that's just the nature of her her personality, I guess, you know.
But do we think, on the second hand, like, do we think Scott was justified going and getting a consultation for vasectomy?
Yeah.
Really? Without telling her?
Yeah.
No.
No?
I think so.
No.
Why?
Really?
Because she doesn't consult with him, and he is like, you know what, let me... He needs his manhood, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like, okay, it's not like he went and did it.
Yeah.
He went and just checked it out to prove a point. You know what I mean? It's one thing if he went and got the surgery done. He's like, ta-da.
Right.
Then that's a different story. But right. The fact that he just went and got some information about it, I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. You know what I mean? They, like you said, they clearly do not communicate. No. There's a huge disconnection. No. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things missing. And he's doing what he has to do for his...
I feel like they're always trying to
hear your arguments. I feel you disagree.
I feel like they're always trying to do these things to like prove points and give kind of little jabs to each other. Like this was, like you said, like kind of Scott's way of kind of proving a point to her. But if that was my husband, I'd be completely ripped.
You'd beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
At the same time,
because that's huge. How are you just gonna go do that and you know
and not even
not tell me when we clearly you haven't even all they did was have one conversation about having more children. There was no compromising. There was no... They had one conversation. I'm pretty sure... Was Chloe there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chloe was there. Yeah. They didn't even really have, like, a full discussion about it, and they just go to these extremes and think that it's, like, set in stone. Like, obviously, Scott doesn't want more kids, so we're, you know, there's such a problem here, you know?
I don't think that that's exactly how it went, because at the end, Rob was like, you know, from an outside point of view, it's like, you guys don't sleep in the same bed, sleep in the same room, you guys never have sex. When you have sex, it's to make a baby.
Right.
So Scott feels like he's just
a baby-making machine.
Yeah. So I don't think it's just this one little conversation as, oh, I want to have more kids. And he's like, I'm going to go get a bisectomy. Right. You know, I think he was like, listen, you need to hear me out. We need to talk about our plans together and not just your plans fitting me in.
That's true.
I love Courtney. But, you know, I think she's pretty hardcore with her relationship with Scott.
And I want her to open up to him more.
I mean, I mean, we
and
see.
And she laughs about it, you know, when Chloe's like, you can't do that. And she's like, well, I can have, you know, like, I can have any guy I want. And she can. And Chloe's like, yeah, but you're not supposed to say that. No. She goes, yeah, but I can. And she laughs about it, you know? I mean,
at the same time, though, you know, we see Scott, he goes off to Vegas for his last hurrah before he has his second kid. And I think that is who he really is. He loves partying. He loves being the life of the party. He loves his friends. He loves being fabulous. He wants to run his businesses. So, no, I don't think he wants to be tied down with, like, you know, the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
I know.
You know?
I think he wants to
be... But if Courtney had her way, she would.
Right. But I think that he does balance out being a dad. And it's fair to say that he does have something on the side, you know? Mm-hmm. She has all her ventures on the side besides her relationship with her and Scott. Scott just happens to be in that party scene with the restaurants and nightclubs, you know what I mean?
Right.
So,
but he's still, I think that, you know, he's still good to her and he loves her and I don't think it's as out of control as it used to be.
Yeah, no, they definitely come a long way.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of babies, we also see how, you know, Chloe is having her frustrations with getting pregnant.
Can we just talk real quick about how Kim pranked Chris in the beginning?
Oh my god, Courtney's going into labor.
That was funny.
At the same time,
I pretty much believed it.
Yeah,
until
me too.
She said, I'm just kidding.
It was funny on Chris's expense, you know?
That was very cute.
Yeah,
very, very cute. But, we see Chloe, you know, going to the doctor. Her and Lamar have been married for 3 years. And we saw her get really emotional. Like, what did you guys...
I've never seen her cry like that.
What did you think about that? Yeah, I see her as the strong person who would never cry. You know, she's the kind of person, if she cries, she takes it outside.
Yeah.
So,
or she just tears up, but she was crying.
It's no secret that her and Lamar have been trying to have babies.
Right.
And I think that finally it's airing and... She's like, yeah. And because Chloe, like we just said, is such a real person that she wants that genuine connection with her fans, she was like, okay, you know what? We gotta just televise this. And this is the first time that they talked about it. I mean, yeah, there were little clips where she goes, yeah, we're trying, but you know, if it happens, it happens. But this is like they went to a fertility doctor.
Right.
And she didn't ovulate this month. Like, there is something wrong. You know what I mean?
So, wait, are we supposed to ovulate every month?
Yes, you're supposed to ovulate every month.
When you get your period?
Before, I yes. think, right?
Well, it's
before
depends
and
if
after.
You're like on a 28 cycle or a 30, I don't know. But yeah, normally you're supposed to ovulate. And that's when you're supposed to bing, bing, bing to make the baby.
Bing, bing, bing.
Because that's when you when you produce eggs.
that's
when you produce eggs.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And she didn't produce eggs, so now she's kind of wondering why.
But then, you know what, on the flip side, the doctor said her hormone levels look, they're normal, it's fine. So it could just, maybe she's stressed out.
It'll happen when it's supposed to happen.
Exactly.
It will happen for her. But that was just very, I think, seeing that emotional side of her.
Of course.
I was like,
we teared up.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like, wow.
Yeah, she got really choked up because that's not a side that we see of her at all. Ever.
And just as women, we relate to, you know, one day I'm sure we all want to be mothers, and it's just, it's a reality that may or may not happen, you know?
Right.
And like we said, Chloe's our friend in our head.
Chloe, you're our friend.
You're our best friend.
So moving on from babies, let's talk about boobies. So, okay, first of all, Chris gets her boobs redone, but those things have been in
22 years or something?
1989? What the?
I didn't even know they did breast augmentations in the 80s. Are you kidding me? In the 80s? What the hell?
I mean, so those things have been in her body for like over 20 years.
So she had them when she had kids.
What the F?
She must have.
But I honestly, I thought her boobs were real.
Yeah,
I did too.
Because
it's something she never really talked about.
Because Courtney's is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Courtney's
got a boob
job? Yes.
Yeah,
and Chloe's is real, but Chloe's is not that big.
Okay.
Kim's are real.
Are you sure Kim's are real?
Yeah, she talks about it all the time.
Really?
There was like an article.
What size is she?
She's
got to be like at least, like I think, like a double D.
Yeah. She talked about it like a few weeks ago. I was like, I'm always so self-conscious about them, but when I have kids, I want to have them done.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know Courtney's got her boobs done.
Yeah, Courtney got her boobs done.
Oh, a long time ago.
Interesting.
And so.
Go ahead. I mean, but okay, so, you know, I know people that have gotten boob jobs, breast reductions, and none of them.
Augmentations.
But, like, no one had to, like, stay the fucking night and be in, like, the little hospital thing.
The Ritz Carlton.
Exactly. But this is Kris Jenner we're talking about.
And, like, eating Jello, like, bitch, it's your boobs. Okay?
And who is the only one that goes and visits her?
Kim.
The girl, younger girls didn't even know. They're like, when is mom done with surgery?
Yeah, we're going to take advantage of her drugged out ass.
Let's talk about that. So the younger girls, Kendall and Kylie, like love right in their mama's closet.
Before we move on. Listeners out there, if it is normal to be hospitalized and to stay overnight, please let us know, because I'm dying to know, is it a Kris Jenner thing?
For a breast augmentation procedure, please dial in. Or if you're
curious,
doctor, let us know.
Because I thought that was a little dramatic.
Well, because these days, most hospitals
are in and out.
Yeah, you're in and out just for insurance reasons, money reasons. Like, if it's not, like, serious, you know?
Boob jobs are like getting a mani-pedi.
Like, boom, you know? Boom. Is that it?
That is so crazy.
You know what I mean? Okay. So to me, that was a little dramatic.
Something,
you know?
I'll never need to do. Yeah, but.
Just pop those buttons.
Pop that.
Deanna was popping buttons on the weekend.
Oh my God. I had on this denim shirt and it was snaps, but like if I did the wrong thing,
it like busted open.
Oh, and
nice.
I had a date. Anyway, moving on. If I had a mother who had a fabulous closet like Kris Kardashian, I'd be
Jenner.
Kris Jenner, excuse me. I'd be in that shit 24/7.
Right. Mm. But then you're like 16 and 17. It's like.
Agreed. They have no business wearing like grown folks' clothes.
Right.
But
let's
look at the realities.
A Birkin bag.
But let's look at the reality. These girls aren't your average, you know, 16 year old.
It doesn't matter. Just because you have it doesn't mean that you need to flaunt it.
I agree.
You know what I mean? They're 16, 17. They should at most be carrying a Gucci bag. And if at most, they should be grateful for that.
A Gucci bag?
Because they are so wealthy.
I was going to say Juicy Couture, but Gucci.
Juicy is like, you know, I think Juicy is like junior
way
high.
Back. Yeah. That was like high school days.
Okay.
But like, they should be grateful, and maybe, I'm just saying.
Everyone had the Juicy sweatpants outfits and the
God,
Juicy purses.
Oh my God, Juicy on the ass.
Yup.
Hello.
That was me.
That was
That's
me.
Embarrassing.
Every color. I love it. I still have it. Don't even play. I walk around my house. Don't stop.
I love it.
And the bathing suits. Like, I can't believe I was allowed out of the house like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, if my mama had a closet like that, please, I would have so much freaking fun. What did you think about her, like, putting a lock on it and then making them sign stuff out? That was funny.
I mean, she should, because the girls need to know boundaries.
Mm-hmm. They literally have everything handed to them.
Yeah. And Chris needs to draw the line.
I'm sure their wardrobe is, you know, obviously not sick. As nice, but it's pretty. Sick. Yeah.
Their wardrobe is
not bad.
I'm happy to take any hand-me-downs from there. And if I can't fit it, then I will smoke some crack to get the job done.
I love how Bruce is like, are you sure love in mommy's closet? That's a nice jacket on
the jacket
you.
The jacket I'm good on you, though.
I love Bruce.
I love, yeah, how he popped in and, like, scared her.
Yeah, he's like, hello.
Oh, my God. What else do we have going on this episode? I feel like, what else? We had babies, we had boobies, we had closets. What else? Are we missing
anything? The toilet. Can we talk about the toilet?
Oh, my God.
That's it, like, cleans your ass, flushes it by itself.
It fucking opens up on its own. When you're done, it closes. What the hell? I want to go to
the
bathroom in the house.
Like, yeah, I like.
Like, that's does insane. It, like, wipe your ass with the baby wipe when you're, like, done, too?
No, like, it's like the bidets, like bidet. You know, but it's like those, you know, those Japanese ones where it's all, like, automatic. You sit down and
it automatically flushes for you, right?
Yeah, it flushes for you. There's, like, a water thing that cleans up and down the vagine and the ass part.
And then they,
like, air dry it. You know what I mean? So it's a nice time. It's a good time.
I love you.
You've tried it?
Yeah, I'm Asian. Hello. Ah! Yeah, I tried it.
So Panda Express in here.
So it's a good time.
Have you guys ever heard of a vagina steam? A V-steam?
Oh, I saw you sent me that. What is that?
It's, okay, so basically you go to these spas and, like, you sit on this thing and, like, they put these herbs or whatever. So, like, some women, if you're having fertility issues or if you're having, like, problems with your period, you can sit on this thing and it, like, steams your vagine.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to look into that.
It's like a facial.
I'll tell you guys more about it and where to see it, you know,
but
when
we
end.
It's like a facial, but for your...
For your vajayjay.
Oh, for okay.
Your vajayjay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's interesting.
Interesting. It's we should go.
Down yeah, to we should go. They do bee steam parties. They do.
Maybe, that was awesome, Marissa.
That was awesome.
Maybe we can invite the Kardashian girls. Maybe they'll join us for a V-Steam party.
I doubt that, but...
Never say... Chloe, friend in our head, come join us for a V-Steam party. Huh? Get your vajayjay all worked out. It might help with fertility. You never know.
You never know.
I'm just saying. Well, it sounds like we're getting close to the end of the season.
Next week is our finale.
That's so finale.
Sad.
It's so
but
sad.
I think
it came so
hopefully
soon.
Courtney and Kim take Miami, well, or New York. What did we say?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Courtney and Kim take New
Miami
York.
Or New York?
New York. They New already York. Filmed New York.
I'm not sure. Well, you know what?
No, before yeah, that's we, next.
Let's. I think we're ready for some news and gossip, right?
AfterBuzz TV News.
What? All right. So, well, first of all, last week we saw, like, the return of a lot of television lineup because of summer, you know, there's reruns. So, actually, Kim was on The View. I don't know if you guys checked that out, but she was on The View. And, of course, whenever she's on there, they grill her about, and she was on there by herself, solo, just her. They talked to her about Kanye and the relationship, and basically, you know, it sounds like that's a solid thing, and she says that she really hopes that this is it, and he's the one, and they asked her about, you know, giving him, because on the one hand, she said, well, I'm a simple girl, and whatever, and then they're like, well, didn't you give him a Lamborghini? And she was just, the way she defended it, she said, well, you know what, we've known each other as friends for about 10 years, and he's always been there for me, and I just wanted to do something really nice for him. So that was her comeback for that. And at the very beginning of her being on there, she also says that she's self-conscious about her thighs. Do we believe that?
Okay, I'm not rolling my eyes. I'm really not. I mean, good luck to her. You know what I mean? It's like, let's talk about who she's dating next season. If Connie's still in the picture, then, you know, we can really give her props and wish her well and send her a nice wedding gift.
Oh, and you know what? One more thing. She said, because of course they asked her about Chris Humphries, and she said that was really her first breakup. And when she said that, she meant that was like the first time that, like, someone else like broke up with her. Like she ended things with him. But she definitely made a point saying, "Oh, this is my first breakup." Meanwhile, she's broken up with lots of different people.
She was so sad about Reggie.
That's what I was gonna say. She was heartbroken about Reggie.
It was just weird, and I don't understand the context of what she was saying. I mean, like, she mentioned that it was her first breakup.
That's the first person that she broke up with because Reggie broke up with her.
I think so. I think that's kind of how it was going.
Interesting.
What else? Oh, she also, this is another piece of gossip, and she cleared it up on The View. I guess somebody asked her, "Hey, Kim, would you ever want to have a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame?" And of course she was like, "Oh, yeah. If you get asked that question, of course you're going to say, yes, I want to have a star." And then it got, like, completely blown up, and I guess whoever the powers that be are, you know, who decide that, they're just like, well, she needs to do something noteworthy or... She's got to do something in order to earn a star. So basically, they were like really dissing her. Meanwhile, it was just somebody asking her a casual question, and she answered it. But she cleared that up on The View. What else do we have? Ooh, I got a good one. So the rumor is that Miley Cyrus is pregnant, which. That's a whole other topic of
conversation.
She's
only engaged, right? She's only engaged.
Like 12 years old. Yeah. Like, that's the bigger issue. Yeah. But you know, she's not 12, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The rumor is that Miley is slated to do a new reality show with new mom Snooki from Jersey Shore and Kourtney Kardashian. Because they all have kids and they're all moms.
They're all friends, I think, too.
I think that's a weird pairing.
But I know Courtney or Chloe is friends with Miley.
Well, Miley at the VMAs was asked, you know, what's going on with the wedding? And, you know, is there any plans? You know, did you guys set a date? And she's really working on her album right now. Mm-hmm. And that's her number one focus. So, I don't know.
It's just weird. That's weird pairing people.
Why? Because they're all moms and pregnant? Or?
It's just, I would never put those three people together.
But is that why they're having...
Yes, that's what they're talking about in terms of this reality show. But Miley's like pregnant. Snooki just had a kid.
Right.
You know, and Courtney has two kids, and she's a reality star.
That's just a weird mix. Right? Yeah. That's a weird mix.
You know how these Hollywood rumors go. Yeah. So, you know. So, but
I don't think that's a rumor. True. Yeah.
I don't think so either. That's it for news and gossip. We're ready for some predictions.
Before we move on to predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Go ahead.
You know, Kanye's ex, Amber Rose, is pregnant.
With Wiz Khalifa's baby? I thought I heard
that. Well, it was announced at the VMAs.
Yeah, she's six months pregnant. And
six months?
Fantastic, yeah.
Oh, like, can you actually see the bump?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Interesting. That's going to be... Wow, she's going to have to slow the hell down to be a mama. All right, so predictions for next week. Well, we obviously know that next week is the season finale for the show.
I'm sad.
I don't know. What are we predicting is going to, you know, tie up this whole season?
I think we're going to meet Penelope.
Yes. We will meet the new baby because, this is the episode where the baby's coming.
Mm-hmm. I think that Rob and Scott are finally going to come into the studio and just make us happy.
What? Please. Scott Disick and Rob Kardashian, please come and join us for the season finale of your show. We would love to have you
Of your show.
And you can have special things in this mug just like we do, okay?
Oh, and then didn't Deanna say that she would wear her underwear?
Oh, she did.
Bra and panties.
Did I say she, yeah, I
you
it?
Did. First, start working out, honey.
Shit.
Shit is right.
Damn. It's going to be like that bra and panty t-shirt.
No. Did you see that girl that wore it at the VMAs?
With a bag of chips in her hand.
No, like right here. Her bag of chips was like right.
That's so funny. Yeah, so that will be my version of bra and panties. It'll be a white t-shirt.
All right. That's not allowed.
That's not allowed.
Yes, it is.
No.
All right, if they come, I'll think about it. Let's see here. I'll just starve myself this week to lose 5 pounds. All right, you guys. I think that's our show.
Oh, yay.
That's it. Yeah.
See you guys next week.
See you guys next week. Well, let's go around the table really quick.
I'm Adria Theoritis. You guys can tweet me at Adria Theo.
I'm Susan Hahn. You guys can find me on Twitter and at Instagram at It's Susan Hahn.
And I'm Deanna Vaughn. You can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. And that's G-O, the number 2, Girl TV. And if you guys want to hear more about this vagina steam that we were talking about earlier, I want you to check out this channel on YouTube. It's called The Stylish. And there's this video from Kelsey Gunn, Dirty Little Beauty Secrets. She goes and gets a vagina steam. It's so funny. You got to check it out. All right, you guys. That's another episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We can't wait to see you next week. Hopefully, we will be joined by a few cast members from the show. But until then, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.